Step 2. Аудиозапись номер 43 к заданию 1. Listen to the text and do the task from your textbook.
Human experience is marked by a refusal to accept our limitations. Man has tried to investigate the ground, the ocean, the sky. We have created planes, rockets, submarines, and with their help made our lives more convenient and comfortable. Then the idea of producing powerful machines that can behave like humans came to life. Science fiction authors began to write about cyborgs, machine-like humans, androids, human-robot hybrids, and other combinations beyond what we can imagine. The ancient Greeks were among the first to build machines that could more or less imitate the intelligence and natural movements of people. In the epoch of European Renaissance, there appeared first androids with lifelike movements. For example, in 1540, Glanello Torriano, an Italian inventor, constructed a mandolin-playing lady. In 1772, a Swiss watchmaker built a child that could write a passage with a pen. In fact, it was a mechanical computer that was fairly complex, even by today's standards. Such inventions led scientists and philosophers to think that the human brain itself was just a complex mechanism. The word robot appeared almost a century ago. Czech dramatist Karel Čapek first used the term in 1921 in his play. It comes from the Czech word robota, meaning obligatory work. In the play, he describes the invention of intelligent biomechanical machines intended as servants for the human creators. His robots brought together all the elements of machine intelligence, but didn't have human charm and goodwill. Very significantly, Čapek's robots introduced the idea of the robot as an imitation or substitute for a human being. A century has passed. Robots can do a lot, but can they really become our substitutes? That's the question.